This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advisory panel Saturday recommended the nation's first COVID-19 vaccine, helping clear the way for public health authorities to begin the largest vaccination campaign in U.S. history. The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices voted 11-0 to recommend the vaccine from Pfizer and BioNTech as appropriate for Americans 16 and older. There were three abstentions due to prior conflicts of interest. The CDC is expected to consider and approve the recommendations by the panel in short order. State and local public health authorities will use FDA and CDC guidance as they administer the first doses of the vaccine. U.S. government officials say the first COVID-19 vaccines will begin arriving in states Monday morning. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
Army General Gus Perna says that's when UPS and FedEx will deliver to nearly 150 locations like hospitals in every state.
Right now, boxes are being packed and loaded with vaccine.
Another 450 sites will get the vaccine on Tuesday and Wednesday. Perna is with Operation Warp Speed, the Trump administration's vaccine program.
D-Day was the beginning of the end. And that's where we are today.
Perna says local authorities decide who gets the corona vaccine first, but health workers and nursing home residents are being prioritized. Initially, about 3 million shots are expected to be shipped. I'm Julie Walker.
Thousands of supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump gathered in Washington on Saturday to decry the results of the presidential election won by President-elect Joe Biden. The protests come one day after the U.S. Supreme Court rejected a long-shot lawsuit filed by Texas and backed by Trump to throw out election results in four states. This is VOA News.